Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are, and we're fired up on this movie, Uncivil Liberties, and we are looking, Tom, at the cast, and the cast, once again, is, I guess they're basically, were they all unpaid, were they volunteers, or were some paid?
We had to pay some of our technicians, The cast was unpaid.
All right, and now tell us a little bit about the main cast here, the basic actors and actresses, and have they starred in other films? Have they done other movies?
Yes, the two lead actors are, they have not been in other films. They are local theatrical people. They've been formally trained as actors, but this is their movie debut. And, you know, if I could just say as an aside, there's something to be said for not having a recognized star movie. I think that sometimes if you see a face that you've seen so many times in other films, it kind of takes you out of the story, and it's harder to suspend your disbelief that this is a movie and just seeing an actor in it.
That's
but if
absolutely
it's a face
true.
You have never seen before, you're somehow in the back of your mind, you're a little more willing to accept that this person is the character they're portraying.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely
true. I wanted to have the leads be people whose faces you probably have not seen before. But mm-hmm. On the second tier of the supporting actors, they have been in other movies and on television. Tom Mann, who plays Commander Swift, is a face people probably recognize. He's been in several of the daytime dramas over the years, and he often gets supporting roles in some of the major pictures. Yvonne Perry, also daytime dramas in national broadcast. And also, she does a lot of national commercials. So she's a face that you'll have seen before and recognized. Mark Musto, likewise, has been in some of the TV series in supporting roles. He's got a distinctive face, has a dark mustache, sinister-looking character. Usually plays the heavy. So, yes, there are faces you'll recognize.
Penny Perkins, of course, Cynthia, yes.
The two leads, Cynthia Porter and Sam Norton, played by Penny Perkins and Tony Grocchi, are people who you will not have seen them before in the movies, but they're very talented. They capture the essence of the characters they're portraying, and they're also really interested in this topic and very articulate about it. And sometime I think it might be fun to have them on one of your programs.
Yeah, that would be
talk
interesting.
With them.
I definitely would like to do that because they're acting, you know, when you were directing, the director, the role of the director is to interpret the script, basically. And sometimes you have it easy with some actors and actresses and probably not so easy with others. How did you find it as far as getting them to do what you wanted?
They were very good at following direction, both of them. And my entire cast, nobody gave me any kind of challenges as a director. And I hope they would say the same about me, that I was a good director to work for.
Sure. Well, you didn't have Russell Crowe, that's why.
No, I really wouldn't want to work with pedantic.
Very few people like to work with Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back to take calls. If people have a question or a comment, jump aboard right now. I have some more for our guest and sponsor right here on RBN. Rick Adams.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
All right, I'm back. Now I have a question for Tom Mercer, our guest and director here of the movie. Do you know whose voice that was that you just heard on that clip, Tom?
Sounded like Raymond...
Massey?
Massey.
No.
No.
But you're getting close. Now, this is a movie in the 1960s called Town Tamer. It's a Western. And it was the voice of Lon Chaney Jr.
Wow.
Yep. So you see, there are a lot of good quotes that we use on the program.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's so true today because, you know, it's like the Old West, the Wild West, only worse than we're living in today with, the mayors, you know, that are buying and controlling towns, governors and presidents that take people and appoint them positions and buy them out, control them. So, you know, we're seeing the outlaws rise to the top of the system today. And well, one of the things in your movie that I have seen so far that was very interesting was the fact that this is so true to life. You know, you wrote this script showing how people actually are not just robots, but people have human emotions. People are individuals, and you've got the militia guys, and you've got the people they come in contact with, and the people that work in the government, the ne'er-do-wells, and yet the woman of conscience and so forth. So, you know, it is real. I mean, it's not like you're just making up cartoon characters here, you see?
Well,
that's what
I
find.
Thank you. And what I tried to do was make everything is in shades of gray. There are no really clear good guys, no really clear bad guys. Everybody has a little bit of good and a little bit of bad in them. There are good intentions and bad intentions, and there are surprises where you think maybe a good intention is really a bad intention, mm. And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps the audience guessing.
Yes. Yeah, you throw us. You throw us.
And where do you see that ending, Rick?
I got to. You got to send that right out, that copy again.
Yes. I'll send it out tomorrow.
Look. It's just amazing. Anyway, whatever I do, there's a problem with it. But no matter what, we'll get to it because I am actually, I know I'm going to have sleepless nights now. Trying to get this ending, but I want to see it for myself, so I don't want anybody to tell me.
Okay.
I have to. So in any event, I'm going to try to take some Somanex or something or whatever to get me to sleep. No, I'm
oh,
only
good,
kidding.
Good for you.
I'm only kidding. I
know. I'm laughing.
But in any event, we don't want to give away so much of the film that people don't want to buy it because I know that you're going to advertise it here and you're going to help support us and support yourself and hopefully recoup the money that you have invested in this and then onto another project maybe. And, you know, you got a few suggestions tonight. I know that you've probably been on how many interview programs have you done now, Tom?
A dozen or so,
yeah,
I think.
On various networks?
On various networks.
Now,
yeah.
Have you been on any of the big mainstream, so-called mainstream networks?
No.
Not yet, huh?
Not yet.
Are you anticipating being invited?
I'd love to be invited. If
anybody's
out there listening tonight, I'd love to be invited.
Well, you never know who's listening to
you
us.
You never know.
Especially me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could get an invitation from David Rockefeller, but not a very friendly one.
Probably not.
No. But in any event, you know, it is true that what you're dealing with here really is a situation that you're really, you know, all kidding aside, you're really... provoking. I mean, you're provoking people to think, and that's a dangerous thing in America and American cinema. You realize that?
I know it is
something like this.
It is dangerous, but if the powers that be decided to make an issue out of this, that would be the best thing that could happen.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Have you had yet now a full? Well, I know you've had the demo, the limited release, but have you gotten any penetration yet where you'd like to see it, where it has made an impact, where you have received some kind of threat or intimidation or strange calls?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten some spontaneous phone calls from. Absolute strangers in other parts of the country calling me up and saying they've just seen the movie and they really appreciated and enjoyed it and wanted to just say something encouraging. And that's a fun thing to get a call like that, but my telephone number is not on the DVD, and that means that somebody's gone to the trouble to figure out how to get in touch with me and call me up. So far, they've all been good complimentary calls, but makes me wonder, somebody disagrees with me, how easy it might be to call me up and give me a hard time.
Have you had any outside calls, I mean outside of the country?
No, I haven't.
On the websites, any feedback?
No, nothing from out of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's an American story, but it seems to me that some other countries would be interested in this.
But is it really an American story, or is it a universalist story?
I think it's a universal story. I mean, it's set in America, and it's all about America and our current problems, but other countries are having the same issues, I'm sure.
Well, sure, absolutely, and they've already been there, haven't they? They've been through the purges and the dictatorships and the revolutions and the, all of that, the liquidation of people, and it all started so innocuously in many cases, not all.
Oh, it always starts innocuously.
You know,
it always
with the best of intentions, right?
Yes, and the people are like sheep, and they invite it, and they say, yes, we're happy to be more secure. We'll give you our liberty.
And then the government says, give us a little more.
Yeah, a little more, a little more.
And then a little more, and then a little more. And then when you find that you're not safe yet, they say, well, give us all your liberty, and then we'll finally make you safe. That seems to be what the Bush administration is saying, the government.
And it does.
Yeah, yeah. And you saw that case where John Kerry was speaking, University of Florida student was tasered?
Oh, I did. Now, that was shocking.
But you know what's interesting and more shocking is John Kerry stood there and didn't do anything to stop it.
Didn't. No, he was obviously from the podium there. He could have said something. He could have
Absolutely.
Said, stop that.
Well, a kid was asking some questions about Kerry and Skull and Bones, so I don't think he wanted to
stop the beating.
Right. Yeah, the torture.
But,
I mean, right there.
But see someone hurt in that way.
Yep. And that tells you reams about him, doesn't it?
It does. It
There's
does,
no
it
difference.
Does.
No difference. Here are these two guys are running against each other for president, and they have so much in common, and it was obvious that John Kerry threw the election to George Bush. To me, it was obvious. Anyway.
You know, I'm beginning to think that's very true. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day who had that same notion that it looks like Kerry threw the election. And
well, you know, the fraud going on in the counties and so forth in different states that certainly could have. He waited and waited and did not demand recounts and almost conceded the election without even any question there could be a challenge here. It was almost like, you take it. You wanted it anyway more than me, you know. And we're both basically alike, and, you know, we both stand for the same thing.
Yep, we're both in the same club.
Right, right. And so, I mean, that is really what I think in your movie. Do we see any of that type of thing? Do you see the torture? I don't want to give it away, but...
No, I'm not. In this particular movie, I'm not headed in that direction.
Okay.
Maybe
that's
another
that's
one.
What's interesting about it too.
Yeah.
Is that you don't really show all.
Mm-hmm.
You give an appetizer.
Well, we're set up for a sequel.
The ending you haven't seen yet no.
Does leave open the possibility of a sequel.
Ah, boy, you're getting it from the masters, huh?
Yeah.
You're learning.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Now, once again, people have to see the movie before they can comment on it. And I want you to have you come back and maybe bring on one of the cast members. And I want you to do that in the future. But people can find the movie on any online distributor. Obviously, they know where to go, and they can probably find it on the video shelves soon of the video stores. And then they can go to your website on www.uncivilliberties.com. One word, right?
All one word.
And communicate with you directly?
Communicate with me there. Watch a trailer. I've got some resources, some links to articles about this topic we've been talking about. Yeah, I'd urge people to check it out.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you, Tom, for coming on the program, and I hope you will be getting a good response, and I'm looking forward to seeing the ending.
Okay, I'll mail that to you tomorrow, Rick.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Tom.
All right.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Well, thank him, yeah. I'm telling you, it's not often that you get to speak to a director of a film like this, and I'm happy to have him on. And, yeah, I'm even happy that he's going to be also putting some dollars in RBN to help keep us going, keep us on the air. And you can do the same also by going to republicbroadcasting.org. That's O-R-G. And you can click on, and you can buy, you can purchase, you can do business with Republic Trading. You can go to the store and purchase, or you can just donate if you wish. And that's up to you. But just because we're here, because people have done it, and I know there's a tremendous expense in running the network, and that's the problem, the flow of money. And the summer was very bad. Summer was very bad for all of us with the economy. And it's not going to get much better. So now's the time to put your money where your mouth is, and we'll be right back. Tomorrow night, we do have on our usual guest, Bob Chapman, this time of year. He'll be back as well. All right, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. I'll be right back with more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
All right, I can see it. I can see that new world order coming. And I'm sure you can too. And it isn't a very nice thing. And that is for sure. Police state is upon us, my friends, but it's all for our own good. Real ID is for our only good. Yes, indeed. And the DREAM Act of 2007 is for our own good. Well, once again, wouldn't you know it, the Senate of the United States is poised to try to pass it. This much-opposed DREAM Act, as it's called, a scaled-down amnesty approach, yet again. And it may come up as early, possibly, as tomorrow. In the House, it was H.R. 1585. And this is for the fiscal year coming, 2008, as an amendment. But it never reached a floor vote. You know, we killed it and we pulled the DREAM Act from the bill. But again, these bums and you know what are coming back to try to offer it as an amendment to the Labor, Health, and Human Services Appropriations Bill. Did you hear me? and that is H.R. 3043. And it could be voted on any time now. And the important thing is that you call them again and again, and you tell them no to the Nightmare Act. It's not a dream, it's a nightmare. The Dream Act amnesty bill, once again, coming up in the United States Congress, possibly tomorrow or Thursday. But there's just absolutely no end to these scumbags doing what they do. And they need to get blasted every single day. They need to hear it from you and me and all of our friends who still have functioning brains. And I know there aren't many Americans who do, but there are enough to oppose it and also to oppose the ENDA legislation to once again extend the so-called anti-discrimination power of the federal government to homosexuals. This also is another power grab. You know, last night we were talking with Alan, of course, and Alan Keyes running for president, and you know that really he didn't get a very good reception, and he made things worse by attacking Ron Paul or making himself more of a, quote, Christian than Ron Paul. But the fact is, one of the things that he said that really disturbed me was that somehow the federal government should lead the way in these issues like marriage and abortion. And truthfully, that is totally antithetical to our constitutional republic, and I don't buy it for a minute. The federal government has a limited role, and according to the Constitution, if the idea, if the issue is not mentioned in the Constitution, it's illegal. Federal government can't do it unless it is specifically authorized. And that's why we have the 10th Amendment. And, you know, I know that Alan is not stupid, and he knows that. So why does he wish to transfer that power to the federal government to do good when it can just as easily turn around and do evil? No, it's the state's responsibilities and the people themselves to deal with these issues of marriage, deal with abortion and outlawed. It's not a federal matter. And I know it's a matter of human life, but the federal government provides for that. And that's why the federal government does not mention God in the Constitution, specifically the way that people think it does, because it is not the business of the federal government to outlaw religion or interfere with any state or any state's prerogative in the area of church-state relations. That is the business of the states, not the federal government. And that's what Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2 has always meant. Congress itself shall have ultimate power over the courts in these matters in appellate jurisdiction. And the courts can't make law. They can't ban prayer and Bible reading. Not legally. But the Congress lets them. Congress lets them get away with it. So you see, the federal judiciary has no business making abortion or life law any more than the Congress does. And that's where the checks and balances are supposed to come in. So I wanted to make that point very clear. And then we have this story published just today, of course, on www.commondreams.org on the two politicians here. Well, a note from Mike Gravel, a note to Obama and Edwards. Step up on Iran. Step up to the plate. Come on, step up. And Mr. John Edwards and Barack Obama, two Democratic candidates, of course, finally began to upbraid Hillary Clinton for going along with Bush's impending attack on Iran. But unfortunately, as you know, that's not the end of the story. Despite what Hillary has claimed, the Congress of the United States gave Bush the green light to attack Iran when they labeled the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, IRG, a terrorist organization. So Bush can now attack the IRG as a counterterrorism measure. All he needs is a Gulf of Tonkin incident, huh? How nice. We'll be back and talk about that, and I'll take your calls at 800-313-9663. 800-259-9443 as Uncensored Radio Free America continues.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the Earth.
Indeed, indeed. And we are back now talking about this possibility of a Gulf of Tonkin incident now in the Gulf of Persia. And Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney licking their lips and just gnashing their teeth at the thought, the possibility of engaging in yet another false flag, another war for oil in Israel. And so despite what Ms. Clinton has claimed and her mistake in voting for this and then turning around flip-flopping, Congress indeed has given the Bush administration the green light. That's right. The green light. No yield. No amber. Just green. To attack Iran whenever they label the Iranian Revolutionary Guard terrorist organization. Now, if we get this Gulf of Tonkin incident in Iraq, then it can be tied to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. There you go. And he will then begin bombing those facilities in Iran. And of course, George Bush will disregard any resolutions demanding that he check with Congress before attacking Iran. You see, they've already given him the blank slip. So what makes Hillary Clinton pretend to believe that a congressional resolution will prevent Bush from doing anything? A war on Iran has been a neocon nightmare for us, but a dream for them for decades. And now Bush sees himself as a modern-day messiah, ridding the world of evildoers. Throughout his presidency, Bush has consistently disregarded these checks and balances. He defied the Supreme Court decision banning torture simply by ordering his Justice Department to secretly issue a go-ahead for torture. How do you like that? See, a lot of you forgot these things, didn't you? Well, after George Bush decides to launch the planned strikes on the Iranian Republican Guard, Iran will hit our naval forces in the Persian Gulf and then our troops in Iraq. Within an afternoon, we will be at war. Bush might later then ask our rubber stamp Congress for a show of support. But by then, any opposition will be a moot point. You see, just like Pearl Harbor. And Roosevelt said, we need to get the Japanese to bomb us, but we don't want to make it look like we goaded them. But we'll have them attack us, and then we can sneak Americans into war. What sneak attack? There was no sneak attack. The sneaks were in Washington. And they're still there, ladies and gentlemen. The Iranian Navy then will cut the oil supply into the European economies, and a worldwide depression will hit American markets. Isn't that what they're doing to us? Isn't that what Israel wants, to destabilize the whole Middle East and destabilize the world? You bet it does. Out of chaos comes order. And out of that order comes the New World Order. So, we have Big Mouth, we have Senator Mike Gravel raising this issue about this attack on Iran. And there's Hillary Clinton playing the two-face that she is, of course. Says one thing one day, the exact opposite the next day. All right, let's take a call now. J.D. in Texas. Hello, you're on the program.
Hey, Mr. Adams, how you doing?
Yes, sir, Mr. J.D.
Oh, I tried to call in a couple times last night.
I know, it was difficult.
Alan Keyes made me mad.
He made you mad, huh? You're not only one that was angry.
I was jumping up and down, screaming, biting the bushes, ripping my shirt, and all that stuff.
Oh, my.
Well, one question you should have asked him is, who was his roommate his first year of graduate school?
Oh, really?
You know who that is?
Who?
Bill Kristol. One of your favorite people in the whole world.
I forgot that, yeah.
Who also ran his unsuccessful 1988 U.S. Senate campaign in Maryland.
Yes. Now, there's a good Christian for you.
Oh,
William Kristol.
You know, that's why I don't go to church. I just say I hate hypocrites.
Well, they're all in the churches.
Yeah,
well, you find the devil there more than any place.
You know, I learned more about, you know, before Bush got in office, I was agnostic or almost atheistic.
Uh-huh.
And got these fake Christians out there. So I figured I'd sit down and read the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how the Bible and what these preachers tell you are two different things.
Yes. Yes, it's amazing. And you noticed that. Wasn't that good?
Yeah, and that actually brought me closer to God, which is nice. You know, that's called salvation, right?
Well, you know, I have this discussion every day with people in personal chatting and talk about how these preachers are raking in big bucks, and some of them, that's all they talk about is money. Give me $100,000, God's going to give you $10,000, I promise you. Give me $200,000, he's going to give you $20,000. And that's their whole ministry. But the others go beyond that. They tell us that it's God's will that we support these terrorists in the Middle East called our friends, Israel, and that we should let them do whatever they want to do with our money. And that's not Christian. I'm afraid anyone who believes that is deceiving himself as well as his audience.
Oh, gee, well, it was amazing, I grew up Lutheran. I actually went to a Lutheran high school. And, they didn't really encourage you to read the Bible. You know, it's kind of like the Catholic Church in the past. You know, they kept everybody ignorant in the, in the Middle Ages. And when I read, I read the complete New Testament last year for the first time. And the anger, but Jesus had towards these vipers. It's amazing, and they always teach you that Jesus is passive, just love your neighbor. Jesus was a fighter, and it's amazing that the contradictions what you're taught what's the truth.
Well, that's it. You're right. There's a dichotomy, isn't there?
There sure is, sir. There sure is.
Mm-hmm. Don't go to the religious leaders for truth.
No.
I hate to say that. Go right to the scriptures.
Well, you don't need a middleman, do you?
No, you don't. You really don't.
Yeah, and
because when you do go to the middleman, your middleman has an axe to grind. Not all of them. I'm not saying all of them are like that, but usually what you find is these empire builders are the ones that you should listen the least to, because you have to ask yourself, how do they get to where they are?
Yeah.
By preaching the truth? No. You preach the truth, you're going to have nothing. Believe me, you're going to have a very tiny, tiny existence. And that's the way God wants it for his people. He wants them to be able to up from the soil and move wherever he wants them. Not to have palaces everywhere, worrying about their property, their holdings, their real estate and all of that. He does not expect them to be materialistic.
Well, you're not going to get into heaven through the main gate.
No, absolutely not.
You got to figure out the puzzle and go through the gate they want you to get through.
Absolutely. Sounds like you're on the right straight and narrow path so far, JD.
I'm getting there.
And right.
It's a lifetime journey, isn't it?
Sure.
But, one thing about what you mentioned earlier about money, the rock singer Bono, which I don't trust him too much.
Who's that?
The rock singer Bono from the band U2.
Yeah.
Actually, one of his songs, he said, "My God's not short of cash." Mm-hmm. Jesus, God doesn't need money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't. If you're gonna help people out, if you're gonna help people with charity, you don't do it through these. Through the government or big mega churches, you help people out directly.
That's right.
Help your neighbor directly.
That's right. That's what it's all about. Government is not the benefactor, but the crook.
If somebody runs out of gas, give them a little gas. You need a jump start, give them a jump start.
That's right.
Starts at home. Anyway, I love your show, and you have a wonderful evening.
Well, thank you, JD. God bless you.
God bless
Appreciate
you. Bye-bye.
That. All right. Spoken from the heart. I really admire that. Thank you, sir. Well, there's a lot to talk about here. We'll take another call or two as we have time in the end of the program. Not much time left, but as I was saying earlier, we're talking about these pretexts for war and these setups for war, these false flags, and surely the more things change in history, the more they remain the same when everything happens not by accident but by design. And isn't that what Roosevelt himself said? If it happens in politics, it was planned that way. And then Harry Hopkins, a Soviet agent, his top confidant, said, you can tax and tax and spend, elect and elect. And he might as well have said, wage war after war. The people are too damn dumb to understand. Those were his words. And boy, I'll tell you, he was right. Well, it's easy to keep people dumb when you have control over the media, and the media respond to their masters, those that pull the strings, those that own the networks, those that own the print, the newsprint. You see? That's why the Internet has threatened them. That's why they are frightened of the Internet. And the fact that we have a website and we have a network and many others do, and they have their own way of doing things, but basically they're giving you some truth. No one has all the truth. Didn't say that everyone who's on our side is all truthful and all honest either, for that matter. There are money makers, there are hucksters, there are people that are more interested in using issues for their own gain. I'm not one of them. Heaven knows. I'm right at the bottom of the barrel financially, so I don't make any pretense. But, you know, I tell you, I don't want riches. I don't want millions and millions of dollars, and I don't want real estate, and I don't want any of these things. These things are going to become meaningless pretty soon, you know. They're going to become obsolete, anachronistic, when things really begin to fall. The dollar now is being destroyed daily. It is being choked off. It is being destroyed right before our very eyes. And all I see is prices rising every day. I mean, no, it's not where it was in post-World War I Germany, when you had to take a wheelbarrow full of, you know, German marks to buy a loaf of bread. Literally. And the women went to their factories, the husbands' jobs, just to be able to go to the bank and cash their checks before they lost value. No, it isn't there yet. But you know what? It's not too far-fetched to think that we're trailing that far behind. We're in two-digit inflation, and then you know what happens when you go beyond that. When it hits three-digit inflation, forget it. And all you have to do is look at these third world countries, Latin American countries, where that has been the case. And the printing press was used to drive people into captivity, put in new governments, new dictatorships. And that's what they're doing to us. But we're too preoccupied with the pennants. We're too preoccupied with the ball games, with the Red Sox, with the Purple Sox, the White Sox, the Yankees. The Orioles, we're too busy watching the soap opera. Okay? And that's why we're telling you about this legislation and what's going on in Congress and how you need to continue to raise your voice, because it is the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. All right? Ron Paul is out there in the front. And this week's American Free Press, he's right out there. And they have a good spread on him and what he's been doing and how he is leading, my friends, in all of the Internet polls. Now, when he starts leading in the MSNBC poll, they stop the polling. They just stop the polling because they are too corrupt. They are too corrupt to allow it to come to fruition. Their bosses will not allow them to report accurately or truthfully about Hey, Ron Paul. So they throw in Fred Thompson, and they throw in McCain, and they throw in Stevens, or whoever else they want to throw in. Mitt Romney from Massachusetts, of course, Giuliani, and the rest of that crowd. But Ron Paul has a track record that is indisputable. He doesn't play the Hillary game. I forgot, I didn't know, if I knew then what I know now. No. No more lies. No more evil. No more deception. There's no excuse for it. So, I say that Ron Paul, no matter what may come of him, no matter what his chances, how slim they may be that he can do anything, he's already doing incredible things by proving to the world how corrupt the media are, and why we need to boycott the press and make them disappear. And let me tell you something. The advertising dollars are slipping fast now from the printed page. They're saying by the year 2035, newspapers will be a thing of the past. Let's make them a thing of the past by 2010. Let's see the end of the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Dallas Morning News, and its sister publication here of Belo Corporation, the Providence Journal. Let's see them go out of business. Let's see them go out of business. That would be the best thing that could happen for the people. Liberate the people from the yoke of bondage, literary bondage, and brain control. Boy, I'll tell you, I see it every day. I see the people, fewer and fewer of them, buying the paper. Now, that in itself doesn't necessarily mean they're getting smart, but it's a good sign. It's a good sign. I always tell people to catch me reading the Morning Providence Urinal. I say, I'm looking at the paper to see what they're not telling me. What they're not reporting is what I'm looking at. That's the story, behind the story. DV Kid, newswithviews.com. That's where you want to go. Get on the net, get a computer. If you don't have one, get started. Get started. Subscribe to these publications. Support RBN. Support alternative radio. Don't put your money in the filth and garbage of the big TV networks and the cable companies and the newspapers. Why should you hang yourself? Why would you want to buy the rope and then put it around your neck, right? Be right back. 3 minutes, Rick Adams, radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back now, and just a few minutes left in the program, and I think one of our callers suggested that our listeners call in some of the networks like PBS and ask them if they've ever heard of Ron Paul. Well, of course they have, but to find out when they're going to begin covering his candidacy and begin to honestly report on all of the candidates. Okay, take that and definitely go with it. Now let's see, Ken in Texas, you're next on the program. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, Rick, are you wise to the United States-Mexico Canada merger?
Yes.
Okay, if you go to
talking about it a long time, Ken.
Yeah, yeah. Google New American right now, and you can read 40 pages.
Right.
Yeah.
I have it right in front of me.
All right. You going to get John McManus on your show?
I haven't had John McManus on any of my shows in a long time.
Well, why don't you call and tell him to get him on?
Well, I've tried to get some of them on, but, you know, they're kind of arrogant.
He's getting on more shows now.
Well, good, because the last time I called, they said, well, we don't want to talk to anybody unless you can tell us how many people listen to your show. And I said, well, we don't need that foolishness, you know. But I'll try again.
Yeah, but anyway, get him to talk about this merger. It's hideous.
Sure. Well, we always do. We've had Dr. Corsi and others on from time to time as well.
They've got a little flyer that they pass out.
Yeah, I know.
Small track. Have you got the little track?
Yes.
The tiny one.
Yeah.
Yeah, people can order those and slip in mailboxes and put in their gas bills and their water bills.
Right.
And pass them out to owners, people who own car dealerships and who own buildings and businesses and get them wise.
Well, you're right, but this issue also, the New American Online, people can go to.
Yeah, right now.
The whole issue is on the North American Union.
Right now.
Right, this issue, and they should definitely get it and get a hold of it. They can order it online or call the New American, but it's the newamerican.net, or the newamerican.com, actually.
And you get a better deal if you buy it by 3 years.
Well, if you get a subscription, that's fine, and you should. But
yeah.
They do have a lot of information in it. That's good.
But get that issue or read it right now.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, nice talking to you, Rick.
Thank you, Ken. Yes, we are reading. In fact, this is the issue of the New American, October 15th, 2007, that we've been quoting from. Extensively on the chronology of NAFTA and the North American Union, starting in the 90s with Bill Clinton. And David Rockefeller pleads guilty to being involved in a conspiracy. Absolutely. He said, if that's the charge, that me and my family have been internationalists and have been conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, David Rockefeller says, I stand guilty. And I am proud of it. That's from his own book, Memoirs, 2002. And yes, indeed, it is also a clip in the quick note section of the New American this week for this edition, October 15th. It's a week old now because they come out ahead of time, but TheNewAmerican.com on the Internet. Definitely can get it. And they are in Appleton, Wisconsin, so that you can also give them a call through information. All right. Well, that's it. Another night. Tomorrow night, Bob Chapman will be with us. TheInternationalForecaster.com. What a week of programs. We're going to try to get Ron Paul on the show, too, very soon. So we'll do that if we can. And you encourage him to come on Rick Adams' show. All right, those of you in his district. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Lord willing, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Central. Good night, everyone. With